history of the Jewish people is not just a history of redemption. On Pesach night, when we all sit around the Seder table and experience the intergenerational process of really internalizing what it means to be a nation, what it means to be an Am, we don't begin the story with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maschil beginus u'misayim b'shvach, the Mishnah tells us. Part of being the Jewish people, part of our history, part of our identity is shaped not only by the moments of great glory and by the moments of emancipation and the moments of success, but so much of who we are and so much of who we become is also shaped by the challenges that we face individually and as a people. In fact, we know that when an individual wants to join the Jewish people and become a ger, become a convert, one of the things that we tell the ger is, first of all, they have to learn all of the mitzvos, they have to be mekabel mitzvos. But the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that when the ger approaches us, we tell them, do you really want to be part of this people, part of this Jewish nation? Do you know how many people hate us? Do you know how many people attack us? Do you know how many people undermine our capacity to live our lives in peace? Do you know how the media reports our stories of tragedy? Do you really want to be a part of this? And the question is, why would we raise these suspicions, these problems with people who are approaching our people? They want to become part of Am Yisrael. There's such a sense of motivation, of inspiration, of desire to join Klal Yisrael. Why are you telling them all of the bad stuff? And the answer is because there are two dimensions to this Jewish identity that each and every one of us have. One of the moments of Kabbalah's HaMitzvos, the Elokayach Elokai, the deference we have to Halacha as a way of life, Shmiras HaMitzvos, and the other is Amech Ami, the story Am Yisrael, which is a story that happens already in Shibud Mitzrayim, in the oppression and in the difficult times, in the servitude, in the suffering, in the tragedies that Klal Yisrael experienced, in the evolution of what it meant to become a people, and finds fruition throughout Jewish history, most recently as yesterday. On Tisha B'Av, we recite a number of kinos. One of the kinos that we recite on Tisha B'Av begins, Zachor es asher asad sar bifnim. There are many dimensions to the Churban HaBayis that we immortalize in the kinos of Tisha B'Av. The loss of the people, or the loss of the communities, the loss of the Talmidei Chachamim, the loss of all of the Svarim HaKadoshim, the loss of the land. But there is one kino that is devoted to one of the most poignant and heart-wrenching moments of the Churban. And that is Zachoris Asher Asot Sar Bifnim. That is the moment when Titus HaRosha enters the Kodesh HaKadosh. The moment when the terror and the horror penetrates the inner recesses of the Kedusha of Am Yisrael. That sacred and sanctified space where the Ribbono Shel Olam himself manifests his presence, where people converge to pray, to connect, to experience the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven, shachris, mincha, and ma'arif. Zechores asher osot tsar bifnim. The moment where the tsar, where the titus arosha, enters the bifnim. There are many aspects, there are many elements to our Jewish experience that are bachutz. But the space of Bifnim, the intimacy that we experience with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when that talis is over our head, when that tefillin is wrapped around our arms, when our faces are in those sidurim, and the tears are pouring, that's our space. That's our Bifnim. And that's perhaps one of the reasons why we feel so violated. We're at war. And in war, soldiers, Rachmana Litzlan, pass away, they die, they're killed. And in war, civilians die as well. And they die in the streets, and they die in cafes. And they die at bus stops and train stops, and at hitchhiking posts. But Zachor Asher Asot Sar Bifnim. There's just something, it's not worse, it's not more, it's just different. There is something more assaultive. There is something more violating that the Tsar entered Bifnim. This is our space. And the Gemara tells us that when Titus HaRosha entered the Kodesh HaKdoshim, he took out a sword and he stabbed the paroches, and blood came out of the paroches. And the Mefarshim tell us, the Gemara tells us, that Titus came to the conclusion that he had killed the Ribono Shel Olam. And our enemies too. They believe this was a victory. They give candies in the streets. They're celebrating. They think that they've extinguished something. They think that they have penetrated into the inner sanctum of Am Yisrael's wave, of its art, of the space where we literally greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they think that they have ripped something away, they destroyed something. And there's no question that for the individuals who died Al Kiddush Hashem, they destroyed something so precious and so treasured. But in their minds, they've penetrated, they've experienced a victory in destroying the Jewish people. Zachor es asher osa tzar bifnim. This is the same kina that gives voice and expression to the fact that even though the Churban Habayis consumed the entire Mikdash, even though there was so much death and destruction, nevertheless, there was one wall, the Kosel HaMaravi, whose sanctity was retained and ultimately was impenetrable to the enemies of Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could send the message to Titus and to all of the enemies of Jewish history that you may win certain battles, but you never win the war. You are never able to ultimately reach into the essence and art of Klal Yisrael and completely rip it out. It is eternal, it is Netzach, it will always exist. I had the opportunity this past May, I took a trip to Germany. And I have to be honest with you, throughout the trip I had a very troubling feeling. And it culminated on the Shabbos that I spent in Leipzig. The troubling feeling that I had in Germany was that even though I visited concentration camps, and even though I visited memorials, and even though I saw so much destruction of the holy communities of Germany, I'll be honest with you, I felt a lot of ruchnius there. And on Shabbos, I can't explain it. I daven musaf from the Amud, facing a plaque that talked about the Jews of Leipzig and how they were deported. And I felt a connection to the Ribono Shel Olam that I as Chatasi Asker, I don't feel in other places. And it bothered me, it really bothered me, that my davening was better, that my learning was better, and that I felt the Ribono Shel Olam in a place of such tumah. And when I talked this out with one of my mentors, with somebody who I go to for Eitza, they said to me, let me tell you what you're feeling there. Your feeling is something you can't feel when you're living in the United States of America and you have freedom and you have openness and you have so much opportunity to grow in your Torah and Yirah Shamayim. What you're feeling is the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. What you're feeling is that no matter how hard they try, no matter what they do, no matter how far in Bifnim they go, no matter where they penetrate, they cannot extinguish the flame of Torah and passion of Klal Yisrael. This was so painful and so paralyzing. I want to share with you a Gemara in Bava Basra that I think reflects how many of us have been feeling over the last day or so. The Gemara says, "Kishecharav Abayis Ashniya," when the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, "Rabu Prushin be Yisrael, So people felt, how could we indulge in anything anymore? How could we experience any pleasure? You know, this afternoon I was on a phone call and someone made a comment and it was funny and I laughed and something felt weird and I realized I hadn't laughed in a day and a half. It's just, how do you function? How do you move on with something so painful? With the images of the Tsar Bifnim still so fresh in our minds. Of the Talis and the Tefillin and the Sfarim and the Sidurim. So after the Churban HaBayis, people felt they couldn't do anything. Shelo lechol basar v'shelo lishtos yayin. They didn't want to eat meat. They didn't want to drink wine. Nitva la'em Rabbi Yoshua, Amar la'em. So Rabbi Yoshua said to them the following. Bini, my children, my son. Mipnei ma'i atem ochlim basar v'ein atem shosim yayin. Why are you eating meat and drinking wine? Amru lo, they said to him, Nechal basar, shemimenu makriven al gabi mizbeach. We can eat meat. We used to be able to offer meat on the mizbeach. The achshav batel, and now there's no mikdash. Nishte yayin, we're going to drink wine. Shemenachsen al gabi mizbeach, the achshav batel. We're going to drink wine. We're going to be able to go back to doing anything. We could go out. We could enjoy ourselves. We could live life. We can't get these images out of our mind. Omar Lahem, he said to them, let me tell you something. If that's going to be your approach to Jewish history, if you are going to internalize the tragedy and the loss to the extent that it incapacitates your ability to progress and move forward with anything, lechem monocha, then you can't even eat bread. Shikar bin luminos, we can't bring minochos anymore. Efsher beperos, maybe you could eat fruit. Peros lo necha, you can't eat fruit. Shikvar bilu bikurim. Efshar beperos acherim, you can eat fruit. Mayim lo nishto. Shikvar bitel nisuch hamayim. You can't drink wine, you can't eat meat. You can't drink water, you can't eat bread. You can't do anything. Shosku. And they were quiet. Omar Lahen, he said to them, Bini, listen very closely. Shiloli hisabil kol ikar I efshar. To walk away from an experience like this and have it not make a permanent roshem on who you are, that is impossible. Shikvar nigzar gezeira. This is part of our story. This is part of our history. No matter how many times you hit refresh, yesterday is not going away. It's now part of the amei chami. The tsar was bifnim. Uli esabel yoser midai I efshar. But you can't become completely an individual who just wallows in avelus and is unable to function, is unable to pull forward. So what do? Elakach amru chachamim. This is what the chachamim said to do. Sad adam es beso basid. When a person builds a home and they're putting the cement around their home, mishayer bo dover muot. You should leave over us a little piece. Zecher lechurban. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Efer maklo shebirosh chasanim. When you're ready to get married and you're standing under the chuppah and everyone's so excited and the band's ready to play, you put a little ashes on your head. You remember the churban habayis. And what's fascinating about these examples is that both of these examples are memorials to the churban that manifest themselves in the context of building. Building families, building homes, building a future. Our response, our reaction is to build. Our reaction is to grow. Our reaction is not to forget. Our reaction is to internalize the loss. Our reaction is that it will always be part of us, these images, these experiences, these losses that have affected our yeshiva in such a personal way, that have affected Klal Yisrael in such a personal way, they will always be with us. But there's going to be a Beis Chasanim. We're going to make another way. You're not stopping us. You didn't kill HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you stabbed that parochas. We're going to be bona bias. We're going to build another home. We're going to finish another mesechta. We're going to move forward. Because that's the nitzrius of Klal Yisrael. Because that's what it means to be part of the Jewish people. It means to always carry the maskil bignus, but to never lose sight of the misayim bishvach. The Achiezer, a sefer written by Rav Chaim Ozer, when he published his sefer, he published it during very turbulent times in Jewish history. And Rav Chaim Ozer took personal responsibility for all of the yeshivas in Europe through an era of Jewish history where there was no funding and there was no security and there was no serenity and there was no safety. And he took it on his shoulders and there was so much going on, and in the middle of all of this, he publishes a sefer. He publishes a sefer. A brilliant, unbelievable sefer. The Achiezer. An authoritative work of halacha. So he writes in his introduction. He talks about the elephant in the room. He writes in the introduction, you're all wondering. Am Yisrael toveya biyam shel damos ve'atem omrim shira. Klal Yisrael is drowning in tears. And you're publishing svarim. Pogroms, attacks, terror, war, exile. And you're publishing svarim. Says the Achiezer, this is the derech of Klal Yisrael. Zekoach Yisrael sabo lelokav lutoraso. That no matter what is going on, b'cholat kufos ve'azmani, gam kishekharam oisa menechas al tzavaro, toras Hashem hoiso shashuav kol hayom. Gam be'ez hachurbon, asher kol kiyom al'um hoyo pasakon. This is our reaction. Our reaction is to write svarim. And this is what we have to do. We have to write svarim. And for some of us, those svarim will be Sifrei Torah and Chidushei Torah in Halacha and in Lamdus. And for some of us, those will be svarim of Chesed. And for some of us, those will be svarim of Tefillah. For some of us, those will be svarim of deep personal introspection and working on particular midos. For some of us, those will be svarim of appreciating the fragility of life, and that one never knows what tomorrow will bring. So maybe the relationships in our world that have become alienated or distant can be reconstituted and brought back together. For some of us, we'll write new svarim of relationships. But everyone has to write a sefer. Everyone has to publish their own Achiezer. Everyone has to recognize that the tsar was bifnim, that we're makhil b'gnus, but we are the Messiah b'shvach. It is on our shoulders to finish those tefillos, as Rabbi Penner so beautifully and eloquently described earlier yesterday. It's in our kochos, it's in our capacity to bring Klal Yisrael forward, to take the inspiration of those we've lost and allow it to propel us to new places, to new heights. I want to close by sharing with you a quote from the introduction to Rav Yaakov Emden Sitter. Rav Yaakov Emden writes the following. Anachna ha'uma ha'gedola asher koma she'ovar aleinu. We are a great nation who has had so many experiences throughout our history. Mitzoros achamuros v'alpayim shana. Great tragedies for thousands of years. V'ein uma be'olam nirdefes kamonu. There is no nation in the world that is pursued with the viciousness and brutality with which they pursue Klal Yisrael. What they try to do to uproot us, to destroy us, because of their hatred and their jealousy. But it's impossible. They can't destroy us. All of these nations, Avdam Zichra. Their memory is gone. Where are these Romans? Where is Titus? Where are the Greeks? Where are the Nazis? Where are the Crusaders? Bat el Svarim, the Anu Advekim Bashem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. But us that remain connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are eternal. And then he says something incredible. Lo nifkad mimenu b'chol galusein. It has not been lost from us the entire history of this galus. Afilu os v'nikud echad mitorish b'chtav v'torish b'alpeh. You look around this room, and you think about Jewish history, and you think about what's happened to us. And you see the legacy, the thousands of Talmidim that wake up in the morning and study Torah and Davin and perform mitzvos and remain loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what the costs. They Davin Shachris in that shul this morning. This morning they Davin Shachris in that shul in Har Nof. Lo nitka mimenu afilu os v'nikud echad mitoru shebichtav mitoru shebalpeh. Mayane, what are you going to say about this? Hamikreos is a kol eile. This is by chance? There's another nation that is treated this way and lasts through the tests of time? Chaye nafshi, I swear by my life. Ki hisponenu b'niflos elu. When you think about the survival of the Jewish people, gadlu etzli yoser mikol nisim b'niflos b'yetzias mitzrayim b'midbar u'v'eretz Yisrael. This is a greater miracle than yetzias mitzrayim, than kriyas yamsuf. We always say to ourselves, sure I have memuna. Show me something, God. Show me a sign. Show me a miracle. We are the miracle. We're here. They daven shachris in that shul this morning. We heard a father this morning express emuna and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Klal Yisrael in Toras Yisrael after enduring the unimaginable tzara of losing his son in such a brutal fashion. V'chol ma she'orach agolus Yosef. And the longer the gullus goes, hanes yoser, the greater the miracle. We're part of that nes. We're part of that miracle. Zachor es asher osa atzar bifnim. When you build those homes, when you build those families, when you write those svarim, zachor es asher osa atzar bifnim. Don't forget. Let's not forget. It's a part of us. It will always be a part of us. And taking it with us, we have to write the next sefer of Am Yisrael. And that is the nitzchias of our people. Good night.